都 went to church every meeting，
好不好？我们大家大开罗马书
，Let's turn to the book of Romans，
第十三章
，Chapter 13，
罗马书第十三章
，Romans chapter 13，
我们大家一同来读
，went to read together，
第十二节
，from verse number 12，
十一节我读，十二节大家一同开声来读。再者，你们晓得现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候，因为我们得救现今比初信的时候更近了。第十二节，黑夜已深，百昼将近，我们就当脱去暗昧的行为，带上光明的兵器。再念一次，黑夜已深，百昼将近，我们就当脱去暗昧的行为，带上光明的兵器。我们低头请李博士带领我们祷告。
Let's pray。 父神，当我们再一次的来到你面前的时候，我们请你把我们自己屈膝俯伏在你面前，求主把我们的心提升在你天上宝座的面前，使我们的心对你的真道是敞开的，使圣灵能够非常自由的光照我们，用你的真道来光照我们，以致我们进入真理，明白真理，并且把这真理放在我们的心里面，影响我们的生命，影响我们的生活。求主再一次帮助的仆人今天晚上能够把你所托付的信息完整的清清楚楚，所以每一个人来到你面前的时候才能真有所领受。求主再一次垂听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们，
阿们。我们上个礼拜已经讲到为什么现在比初信的时候更靠近得救。
Last week I expounded why he said that now as compared to what you first believe, you are closer to salvation.
因为我们在领受神的救恩的过程中间，
because in the process of receiving the salvation of God,
我们先领受了得救的地位，
we first positionally that we are saved.
然后过一个得胜的生活，
then we live a life of victory.
以后才进到一个身体得赎的地步，
and then later on our bodies are redeemed.
这样那已经成全的救恩，
so the accomplished salvation，
就因为我们的信，圣灵使我们领受新的生命。
It is because of our faith, the Holy Spirit enables us to receive the new life.
我们每一个人可能凭着自己产生信心，
but not a single one from us that through our own ability we produce faith of salvation.
行善在基督教里面不是一个因，
Like to do good is not a cause in Christianity.
连信心在基督教的信仰里面也不是一个因。
Even faith in Christianity is not a cause.
信是道在人的生命中间结的果子。
We have believed it is because the word of God produces that kind of fruit in us.
所以说信道是从听到了。
So for us to believe in the word because we listen.
当道进入你的生命里面，
So when the word comes into your life,
道就变一个种子。
And it comes a seed.
然后这个种子就产生这个果子。
It germinates and produces fruit.
这个种子里面有信心的可能。
And also with that seed there's a possibility of believing.
信心的因素。
And also the cause of believing.
因为顺服神的道产生的信仰。
Because we obey to the word of God, it produces faith.
这是被动的主动。
This is a very passive activeness.
被动因为道不是我自己来的。
Passive because the word doesn't come from me.
是神给我机会使我听到上帝的道。
It is God who has given me this opportunity to listen to the word of God.
主动是我受了感动以后，是新生命出来了以后。
It is active because after I've been touched by the word of God, it produces new life.
我就可以对主啊，我信。
Then I can tell God, God, I believe.
你信什么呢？
What do you believe?
你信道。
You believe the word.
主动的信心是没有对象的。
So the active faith doesn't have an object.
主动的信心是没有神恩典的动因的。
The active faith doesn't have a cause coming from God.
罪人堕落以后，主动的信心是根本没有价值。
You know, after sin has fallen, there is no value in our active faith.
当罪人因为神的灵感动，因为道产生信心，那个信心是有对象，是有根基，是有原因的。
But the sinners, after they were touched by the word of God, it produces faith, and there's an object, there's a cause of believing.
这就是我们的救是本乎恩，也因着信。
And that's why in our belief, there is also a grace, and also because we believe.
神的恩典临到那些有信心的人身上。
So the grace will come to the one who has faith.
从地位来说，我们得救
了， we are safe.
那得救又怎么样呢？
After we are safe,
我们这个得救就变成一个新的动 动因产生另一个果子出来。
Then this faith becomes a cause that produces another kind of fruit.
所以信心没有，行为是死的。
So then faith without this work is dead.
信心既然变成一个新的种子、新的动因，就产生了行为的果子。
Since faith becomes a seed, a cause that produces work.
所以我们用行为表达我们的信心。
So we use work to manifest our faith.
这样我们的生活从得救一直到离开世界。这整个的过程中间
So then our life in the process after we leave and then we leave the world
我们就继续靠着恩典
Continue by the grace of God
顺从圣灵
Obey the Holy Spirit
遵行神的道
And to do the word of God
抓住引导我们的手
And to catch off the hand that guide us
就是主的灵给我们的引导跟光照
And also this the Spirit of God enlighten us and lead us
我们才能过得胜的生活
Then only can lead the life of victory
这是得救的第二个程序
So that's the second thing about salvation
我的灵魂得救
So my souls are saved
我的生活得胜
My life is victorious
我们有没有失败的可能
Is it possible for us to fail?
有
Yes
我们常常失败
Many times we fail
因为我们有软弱
Because we're weak
因为我们有征战
Because there's a struggle
因为我们里面有圣灵与情欲相争情欲与圣灵相争
Because there's a conflict and warfare of the spirit and our lust
使我们不能做我们所要做的事情
So that we cannot do what we desire to do
我们所要做的事这句话什么意思
So what we desire to do What do you mean by that
当我们顺从圣灵要行善要做一个有结果子的人生的时候
When we want to obey the Holy Spirit To live a life that is fruitful
情欲就牵动我们顺从他
Then the lust wants to entice us to follow it
所以虽然已经得救还有犯罪被试探失败的可能
So then even though we are saved as a person We are tempted to fall
所以一个人犯罪不能说是被什么东西牵引
So a person when he sins He cannot say I'm tempted by anything
你不能说是有外面的试探他犯罪
You cannot say because of outside temptation And that's why I fall
因为他是受他的私欲所牵引
Because he enticed by his own lust
这个雅各书所领受的很独特的启示
The book of James receives special revelation
也成为基督教罪论的信仰最重要的原则之一
And becomes our most important principle of doctrine of sin
所以
That's why
情欲牵引我们
So when the lust entices us
我们就犯罪
We sin then
私欲怀胎就生出罪来
So then this lust will produce this sin
罪既长成就生出死来
So when the sin grows it produces death
所以私欲生罪罪恶，罪恶生死亡。
So that the lust will produce sin, and sin produce death.
罪的工价乃是死。
And the wage of sin is death.
就从私欲到死亡，中间整个生活的本质就是犯罪。
So from the lust until death, the whole nature of our life is sinning.
那我们这个就是马丁路德讲的。
And that's what Martin Luther says.
我虽然同时是一个已经得救的人
I'm at the same time a saved one.
我仍旧还是一个可以犯罪的
I'm still a one who can sin.
我可能犯罪
And it's possible from the sin.
基督徒的责任是什么呢
And what's the responsibility of the Christian?
不是呢否认罪的存在
Not to deny the existence of sin.
是否定罪的得胜
But to deny the victory of sin.
那怎样怎么样去否定罪的得胜
So how to deny the victory of sin
就是我们靠着神的恩
So by the grace of God
顺从圣灵
To obey the Holy Spirit
遵行神的道
And to do the will of God
克服自己
And to subdue ourselves
不要顺从情欲
Not want to obey our lust
所以保罗说我是与自己征战
Paul said I'm fighting against myself
攻克己身
To subdue myself
叫声服我
So that the body will submit to me
这样我们就常常得胜
So then we are victorious all the time
基督徒只有两种可能不是常常失败就是常常得胜
So there's only two possibilities with Christian either the consequently we are victorious or we fail
好的基督徒常常得胜
And good Christian frequently we are victorious
坏的基督徒常常失败
And bad Christian many times also we fail
还有一些基督徒有时得胜有时失败
And some of the Christian Sometimes they victorious, sometimes they fail.
失败的时候
at the time when they fail,
撒旦叫你怀疑上帝，根本他忘记你，丢弃你。
So the Satan will cause you to a skeptical to God.
你再听他的话，你就失败上加失败。
So if you were to listen to him, you'll fail upon failures.
失败的时候，你回到上帝的恩典，从十字架的面前。
So when you fail, you want to come back to the grace and the cross of God.
你说主啊，虽然我失败，我要回头到你面前求主。再复兴我
You say Lord even though I fail I want to come back to you Please revive me again
你用以后的得胜 去胜过以前的失败。
He will use a future victory to overcome the former failure.
神新的恩典就在领导
了。So then God's new grace will come to you.
回头走圣洁的道路。
So you turn back to walk the way of holiness.
过圣洁的生活。
To live a life of holiness.
那么这样子一这一天过一天。
So day by day you live a life.
征战。
And you fight.
得胜
，You are victorious，
攻克己身
，and conquer yourself，
以情义相争
，so you fight against the lust，
顺从圣灵
，to obey the Holy
Spirit， 体贴上帝的意思
，so all these things，
直到耶稣再来的日子
，until you see Lord，
那么这个过程越来越靠近耶稣再来
，in this process closer to time when Christ returns，
就是这段圣经所说，现今离开我们得救的时候，已经更靠近。蒙拯救的人
And this statement that says that we are now closer to salvation than the day we first believe.
耶稣基督再来的时候
When Christ returns,
救恩要成全在真正重生的人身上
The salvation will accomplish in those who are truly regenerated.
因为他已经动了善功，一定成全善功。
Because God who has started the good work will finish the good work.
他是开始的，他也是幕后的。
He is the beginning, he is the finisher.
他是创始者，他是成终者。
He is the one to start, he is the one to finish.
所以创始成终的主。
So the Lord who begins and finish.
爱我们到底。
He loves us until the end.
他要拯救我们到底。
He will save us until the end.
因为他是长远活着为我们祷告。
Because he is the ever living priest that pray for us.
那么这样我们有这样一位主
So we have such a Lord
有这样永远的保障
And also the eternal assurance
有永不衰退永不改变的爱
And the love that never changes
我们就受激励
So we are constrained
继续过一个得胜的
And to live a life victorious
这样你才做一个很好很好的基督徒
Then only you can be a good Christian
因为我们每次犯罪的时候
Because every time when we sin
我们是得罪圣灵
We are going against the Holy Spirit
我们使他担忧
We grieve him
我们是得罪我们的主
We go against our Lord
我们其实不愿意他为我们白白流血
So we doesn't want him to shed his blood in vain
所以我们回到主的面前
So we return to him
求主复兴我们
So ask him to revive us
那么这样常常记得神的恩典
So when he continues to remember his grace
常常依靠神的恩典
And to rely on his grace
常常顺从他的引导
And to obey to his guidance
常常遵行他的真理
To do his will
保罗就讲下面一件话
Paul said the following statement
他说什么呢
What did he say
他说现在夜已深
Now the night is near
百昼将近
The day is almost here
我们就应当脱去暗昧的行为带上光明的兵器
So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light
这就是今天这一节圣经我们的特别事项
So we want to meditate on this
保罗在这次圣经里面用两次的相对的词
Paul used two relative nouns
来劝勉我们应当做怎样的基督徒
to
过怎样的生活
to exhort what kind of Christian what kind of life we should lead
夜将近
so the night is almost here
那么百昼已经靠近
and also the days is here
当夜越来越深越来越暗越来越暗的时候就等于说光明快要来到
So when the night is deep and darker Which means the dawn is coming
第二个相对词是
And the second opposite statement
我们脱去暗昧的行为
We want to put aside of the deeds of darkness
带上光明的兵器
Put on the armor of light
所以呢黑夜将去百昼将来
So then this dark is nearly gone The day is almost here
这是一个客观的
This objective
是我们之外的
Is something outside us.
我们没有办法改变的事
We cannot control it.
但是另外一方面呢
The other side,
我们脱去暗昧的行为
When they put aside the deeds of darkness,
带上光明的兵器
Put on the armor of light.
这是主观的
This is something subjective.
是我们可以做到的
Something that we can do.
你还记得你小的时候半夜爬起来吓死了吗
You remember when you were young, in the middle of the night, you wake up, you were so frightened.
我六七岁的时候
When I was 6 or 7,
我最怕半夜醒过来
I'm afraid to wake up mid night.
因为那个时候我住在厦门
Because I was staying in 厦门
晚上十点正全城的电都停了
You know at 10 p.m. the lights off
你们这个时代三点开灯还是有亮的
No here 3 a.m. you switch you can see the light
我们做工作到9点半很紧张因为10点没有灯了
So when it comes to 9:30 before we finish the homework we are so excited
快看快快快看
We want to rush about it
快快算快快算
We want to rush about it
全部工作好了
After finish our assignment
妈妈说还有10分钟快点做
10 more minutes
还有5分钟
5 more minutes
还有2分钟
2 more minutes
哇快快看看看看
So we rush and rush 很高的砰
没有电了
Suddenly,
跑到床上去睡觉
So we go to the bed and sleep
因为那时候很怕
That time we are so frightened
暗得不得了
It's so dark
没有光的
No light
除非月亮满月的时候
Unless when full moon
有一点月光 光照进来。
Some the moonlight will shine in。
有一点夜光气的感觉。
And we feel the moonlight sonata。
但是没有的。
No。
当没有月亮的时候。
When there's no light，
伸手不见五指。
You can't even see your hand。
除非你快在点蜡烛。
Unless you have a candle on。
或者点油灯。
Or the lamp。
或者整个暗的。
It's so dark。
平常我们房子暗，一看到窗口，外面就亮了。
And sometimes when it's dark, we look at the window, it's so bright。
现在看到窗口暗暗的。
But when you even turn to the window, it's dark。
窗外比里面更暗。
It's darker even outside。
那连路灯也暗的。
Because even the lamp post dark。
那是1946一到1949，我在厦门的时候。
It's 1946 to 1949 when I was in Amoy。
那么我最怕的是两点起来的，糟糕。
4 a.m. when I woke up middle of the night, I was so frightened。
我一看盼望太阳出来还没有出来。
I hope the sun will come, it never comes.
看哥哥妈妈全部睡得哈呼呼大叫。
My mom, my brothers are sleeping.
跟谁讲话都没有人应。
I cannot talk to anybody.
看什么都看不到。
I cannot see anything.
又很怕鬼跑来。
So I'm afraid the devil will come.
所以小孩子是床上的。
So I was sleeping there.
我就抓住哥哥的手。
So I kept up the hand of my brother.
在那安慰自己，不求天亮，不求天亮。
To comfort myself that it will be a light soon.
但是叫了几百次，天也不亮。
So I repeated for many times. It's still dawn yet, not dawn yet.
晚上起。
So I was frightened when I woke up in the middle of the night. Because when the night is dark.
眼睛睁得大大。
I was wide open with my eyes.
我到现在还有一个不好的这个习惯。
And just today I still have this bad habit.
就是如果忘记喝了很浓的茶。就整个晚上不能睡。
Sometimes when I take this the teas, I couldn't sleep at night.
前天晚上。
And the day before yesterday.
我在印尼。
I was in Indonesia.
带两个老师还有几个学生一同去吃这个宵夜。
I took two teachers and students to have supper.
他们什么都没有，只有茶。
They don't have anything all on tea.
我就喝了两杯浓茶。
So I took two cups of tea.
后来回去了以后。
So when I came back home.
在床上。
On the bed.
不能睡。
I couldn't sleep.
就看书。
I was reading.
看到说啊，应该睡了，已经少点了。
I must sleep.
我就。把灯关了就睡了。
I switch the light and want to sleep.
眼睛不能闭。
But my light, my eyes couldn't shut.
两点。
Two a.m.
不能睡。
I couldn't sleep.
我爬起来。
So I woke up again.
做工。
I do all the work.
我就在设计那个教堂的地图。
I start to design my church again.
画画画画画到四点一刻。
And at four a.m.
还是不能睡。
I couldn't sleep again.
我就再画。
So I drew.
画到4:35。
Until 4:35.
我想不行了，因为七点讲到的。
I know I got to speak on 7 a.m.
完全没有睡，怎么可能
？So totally I did not sleep.
我试看再试试看睡。
So I tried to sleep.
这次真的睡了。
I truly sleep.
6:01。
6:15。
人把我叫醒来。
So people woke me up.
6:30。
And 6:30.
我就弄清楚了。
So I was clear with everything.
那我快快预备好祷告完了，我就去讲。
So I will pray. I go and preach.
讲了第一堂以后。
After the first session,
再讲第二堂。
And second session,
第二堂讲到35分钟的时候。
So after 35 minutes of preaching in the second session,
刚刚讲的那一句有没有讲错？忘记了。
So I start to remember whether I spoke the wrong statement.
一直记得刚才那句讲什么，刚才讲什么。
I try to remember the previous statement, next statement.
讲了40分钟的时候。
So after 40 minutes of preaching,
不可以再讲下去。
No, I cannot continue.
再讲下去全部讲错了，以后人家不得救就怪我了。
People will listen to the wrong sermon.
我就快快。快到结束了。
So I got a big end of it.
这个呢就是喝了浓茶不能睡，给我很大的麻烦。
So I took a tea, I couldn't sleep.
所以每次我躺在床上忘记把茶拿起来喝，他们就把我拿掉了。
So every time when I talk, I forget, I take a tea, they will take it away from me.
喝夜的时候。
So when it's dark in the night.
你能做什么？
What can you do?
耶稣基督说，趁着白日。
Jesus said that take full use of the day.
你要赶紧做工。
You must do the word of God.
因为黑夜来到。
Because when that comes,
没有人能做工。
No one can do anything.
这是当时人没有电灯一定明白的事情。
So at that time, people didn't have the electricity bulb. They could understand.
今天爱迪生发明了电灯以后。
Today, after Edison has invented this bulb,
全世界的人已经过了不正常的生活。
So the whole world has been living an abnormal life.
白天。太阳上来，你睡得舒得不得了。
In the daytime when the sun is risen up, you sleep.
晚上太阳下去，你眼睛睁得大大的。
When the sun set, you still wide open with the eyes.
然后过夜生活。
You lead the night life.
花能源。
And also you
花灯光。
Waste a lot of energy.
全世界花的能源多少？
You know how much energy the whole world has wasted?
我们几乎可以说把我们以后子孙可以用的财产现在都差不多用光。
We have actually spent and squandered all the energy of our future generations.
越进步的国家
and the most advanced country
浪费能源越多
they wasted most of the energy.
美国 的人口就全世界的7%。
In America, the only 7% of total world population.
但是他用了全地球的65%的资源。
But they spend 65% of the resources of the whole world.
从某一个程度来说
，From one aspect,
他们是最富有、最享受的有钱的富有国家。
They are the richest and the most rich country to enjoy.
从另外一个角度来说
，From another aspect,
是全人类的仇敌，是人类的强盗。
They are the enemy, the robber of mankind.
把上帝给世人应当用的东西一大堆先给他们用完。
So resources God has given to mankind, they are squandered.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为我们不照着日夜作息的原则来过生活。
Because we do not live according to the schedule God has set for us from daytime and nighttime.
所以我今天对你讲，趁着白天做工，晚上来没有人做工，你听不懂的。
So when I tell you that work on the daytime and sleep at night, you could understand.
因为我们已经习惯晚上更安静，很容易做工的。
Because we're so used at night, more quiet, we can do better.
所以你回头明白这些原来的意思是什么
？So you want to understand the original meaning of this statement?
黑夜将近。
The dark is coming.
白昼要来了。
And the dawn is here.
黑夜已深。
And the night is near.
白昼快要到了。
And the day is here.
我们就要脱去暗昧的行为。
We're to put aside this a bit of darkness.
带上光明的兵器。
Put on the armor of light.
保罗讲这句话的。
When Paul said this.
当时的时代是很多人很明白。到底他在讲什么
？At that age, people understand what Paul is talking about.
因为当时已经开始流行一种新的哲学。
Because at that time there is a popular philosophy
叫做 Gnosticism.
Called Gnosticism.
Gnosti 希腊文的意思就是知识。
Gnos means knowledge.
Gnosticism 就是靠着知识得救的一种宗教性的哲理。
Gnosticism is the religious philosophy through knowledge that we are saved.
所以这种教啊。
And this kind of religion,
他们相信宇宙中间有两种的神。
They believe that in the world there are two kinds of God.
有光明的神，有黑暗的神。
The God of light, the God of darkness.
是控制抢夺人的生命。
So they are controlling and snatch away our life.
在人被黑暗的神抢夺过去。
When man is snatched away by the God of darkness,
他就过那些羞耻的、下流的、黑暗的、肮脏的犯罪的生命。
Then they will lead a life with the filthy and in darkness.
光明的神把他抢过来。
When the God of light has snatched away,
他就过一个比较这个光明、比较行善、比较良善、公义的生活。
So then they live a life of righteousness and goodness.
但是这个的神明那个时候还没有很清楚的讲出来。
But they are not clear about that God they're speaking about.
有这种观念的哈。
But that is a concept.
许多都是外邦宗教，不是圣经的真理。
All belong to pagan belief, not the biblical truth.
因为圣经的真理只有一位神是最高的上帝，他是光明的主。
Because the Bible says there is one God, He is a God of light.
所以圣经给我们看到的上帝
So the Bible and us see God
不是二元论光暗两个神之中的一个
Not the God of dualism The God of darkness and light
乃是独一的真光是光明的上帝住在光中是超越黑暗得胜黑暗的
It is the only God that subdued darkness and also the God of light
圣经所给我们看到的上帝
The Bible teaches this God
最高最高的上帝
He's a supreme God
所以所有的神都是假神
So all other gods are false gods
他是真神
He is only the true God
圣经给我们看的上帝
But the God that the Bible and us see
创造万有的时候
When he created all things
他是最先创造光
He first created light
上帝说要有光就有了光这是第一天
God said let there be light and there was light that was the first day
神就是光
and God is light
神住在光中
and God dwells in light
神最先创造光
and God first created light
神吩咐光从黑暗出来
and God commanded light to come out from darkness
上帝说要有光就有了光
God said let there be light and there was light
这表示神的原理跟神的全能是没有距离的
which means there's no distance in the will and the word of God
神的言语表达了神的意志
because the word of God expresses will
神的全能成全了神的意志
and his power accomplishes his will
我再讲一次
one more time
the word of God expresses the will of God
神的话语乃是表现他的意愿
and the almightiness of God accomplishes His will.
神的全能就成就了他的意愿
所以神一讲话的时候
So when God speaks
言语一出去
When he proceeded with the word
全能也随同出去
The power also comes forth
神的话在哪里他的能力就到哪里
Wherever the word of God is also there also is power
上帝的话没有一句是不带能力的
The word of God every single statement carries power
上帝说立 就立。
God said, let it be established.
上帝命成就成。
And it is established.
所以呢，上帝创造天地万物的时候
，So when God created all things in the world,
第一个创造的行动
，The first action that He created,
就是用原意表达出来的。
Using His word to express His will.
第一个创造的内容
，The first content of creation.
愿意光出现。
He said, let there be light.
所以他说要有光。就有了光。
He said, "Let there be light, and there was light."
所以这是神最原先的意念。
So this is a primitive will of God.
他本身是光。
He himself is light.
他愿意光的出现。
So he wants light to emerge.
所以当上帝拯救你、拯救我的时候
，So when God saved you and I,
保罗说使我们成了光明的子女。
And that's why Paul said, "Become the children of light."
那救恩是什么呢
？Then what's salvation?
救恩就是照耀在死荫。谷底里面的大光
Salvation the great light that shines to those who are in the valley of darkness
坐在死荫之下的人
So those who are in the shade of darkness
必见大光
They will see a big light
所以上帝不但在创造的时候叫光从黑暗出来
So not only in creation God wants light to emerge from darkness
上帝在拯救的时候叫光照射到黑暗里面
In the salvation he wants light to shine upon the darkness
就是圣经有机的结构非常严谨的排列
So this organic structure of this Bible is so intricate
你们听见这样解经的时候
So when I see this exposition of the Bible
你发现是啊我好像听过这节早就听过这一节
You say as if I've listened to this statement before
这都是隐藏的全本圣经里面
All this hidden the whole Bible
创造
Creation
是吩咐光从黑暗出来
So ask the light to emerge from darkness
因为神的旨意要成全
God's will to be accomplished
救赎
Salvation,
是吩咐光照射到黑暗里面
is to command the light to shine the darkness
所以这样光就变成一个主动的照射能力
so then this light becomes a power which actively shine upon it
创造的时候光是被照的
in creation light was created passively
拯救的时候光是变成主动的
but then in salvation the light becomes active
在创造的时候光是被动的
in creation this light is passive
是受造界的光
it is created light
但是在拯救的时候光不是受造照界的光是神自己的光
But then in salvation this is not created light but God himself
在创造界
In created realm
神愿意光从黑暗里面出来
God want the light to emerge from darkness
在救赎界
In salvation
神愿意用自己的光照射在被照界的黑暗
God want to use his own light to shine in the created darkness
这样的耶稣基督到世界上来的时候
So when Christ comes to the world
他是唯一在历史中间讲过这句我就是世界的光
He is the only one in the creator history that said that I'm the light of the world
孔子不敢这样讲
Confucius did not say that
我孔子是全世界的光
I Confucius is the light of the world
没有人可以这样
No one can say that
苏格拉底不这样
Socrates will not say that
Muhammad 不这样
Muhammad cannot say that
摩西不这样
Moses cannot say that
苏格拉底不这样
Socrates did not say that
孔子不这样
Confucius did not say that
Aristotle 不这样
Aristotle did not say that
没有人可以这样讲
No one can say that
那么呢在苏格拉底的后期
So in the later period of Socrates
有一个哲学家叫做 Diogenes
Diogenes a philosopher
Diogenes 这个人的思想很特别
Diogenes has a very real thinking
他特别思想光暗的问题
He especially think about the light and darkness
然后他认为呢为什么如果太阳光照射的地方人比较不敢犯罪
He says why is that when the sunshine nobody dare to sin
为什么强盗在黑暗就敢犯罪
What's that robber in darkness that dare to sin
太阳出来强盗都乖乖的
When the sun comes is bright they dare not sin
所以这个光够不够呢
So this light is enough
不够
No
因为太阳光只有白天照晚上没有照
Because the sun only shines in the day not at night
所以人一定需要另外一种光
So many and a kind of light
啊，这种光到底在哪里呢
This kind of light where is it
不是太阳光
Not the sunshine
不是月亮光
Not the moonlight
不是星光
Not the starlight
这个光一定是超自然的光
This light must be supernatural
那种生命的光到底在哪里呢
This kind of light of light where is it
所以他想的人人都在黑暗中间所以人人有黑暗的行为
He said that everybody is in darkness That's why with a conduct of darkness
所以他世界上找不到义人找不到一个好人每个人都有些暗昧的东西
He cannot see a good man because everybody has a dark corner
所以呢这个呢到今年就要告诉全世界他心里想的这个问题
So this doctrine will tell the whole world this problem he's thinking
他是哲学家
He's a philosopher
想话如果人不听怎么办呢
So when he speaks nobody to listen what
to do 他都写下来这一代不听下一代会听
See if you to write this generation will not listen the next maybe
他就到别的地方去叫这个地方不听不懂那个地方会懂
So he said I will cry in another place maybe maybe other place will understand, even though this place will not understand.
图画家也是这样。
And even painters.
他有一些话讲不出来，口才不好，就画图画，你看了你自己去想哦。
They are not a good eloquent, so they paint it out so they can think for yourself.
诗人是这样。
And the same with the poet.
音乐家是这样。
The same with the musician.
作曲的人把他的理想用音乐表达出来。
The composer express their ideas with the music.
写诗的人把他的意念用诗表达出来。
The poet also write poems to express their ideas.
画图的人用他的思想的架构用图画把它画出来。
The one who paint also uses the art piece to express their mind.
所以这些艺术家都是不讲话的哲学家。
So these artists are silent philosophers.
这些艺术家都是不大有口才的创作者。
So these artists are silent or not eloquent creators.
我是非常尊重艺术家的。
I actually pay respect to those artists.
甚至他画的东西很古怪，一定有什么意念他要表达，我要去想。
Even the painting is very weird, I want to know some expression in the painting, I want to think.
为什么很多图啊画得很漂亮，在路边卖，没有人买，也不知道多少钱。
Why is some of the paintings are so beautifully painted by several roses and nobody want to buy?
为什么最出名的图画家画几张图，几个图画就挣了几十万。
Why is the best artist they paint on a few brushes, but it works so much?
因为他有伟大的意念，别人表达不出来。
Because there's a great idea in him, other can express.
哲学家是用思想跟语言表达他里面的这个立场。
So the philosophers use this word and also writing to express their mind.
比如说 Franco 的时代。
For the Franco,
西班牙有几个大艺术家。
In Spain, there's some great artists.
他们最反对独裁。
They go against dictatorship.
反对用什么办法呢
？But what medium?
他们用图画表达反对 Franco.
They use the painting to go against Franco.
其中一个最著名的人叫做 Picasso.
Picasso is one of the most important one.
好，我们今天不谈艺术。
We're not going to talk about art tonight.
我曾经教过一课基督教与西方艺术历史。
I've taught a course called the History of Christianity and the Western Art.
今天我不谈那一课。
I'm not talking about that lesson.
那现在我继续讲下去了。
要 continue.
那么呢，这 Diogenes 呢
？Diogenes
他呢用什么办法使当代的人知道光暗的问题
？So using what the method you want to show to the generation the thing about darkness and light.
他拿一把灯。
He took a lamp.
在雅典路上走来走去。
In the street of Athens, he was walking.
那么眼睛像一个半瞎眼这样睁得大大的。
That one who is half blind, he will open the eyes.
那么每个人看得很奇怪。
Every sees so strange.
太阳这么大还拿灯。
There's still sunlight. How come you take a lamp?
到底你真的是瞎眼吗
？Are you blind?
瞎眼这么大的灯还不够，还加个烟，这个小灯，难道这个比那个亮吗
？Such a sunlight and then it's not enough. You want to take another lamp?
所以很多人笑他。
So the people laugh at him.
有的看他是白痴。有的不认识，以为他神经。
Some thought he's mentally wrong.
有的人可怜他是瞎眼。
Some pitiful that he's blind. Say.
有的人看他没有啊，眼睛大大的，就是这样大。
So bright with the eyes.
所以就问他你做什么呢
？What are you doing?
你到底为什么呢
？What are you doing?
有太阳，你灯还在你点吗？不是浪费油吗
？With the sun, you are still lighting the lamp.
晚上再点好了。
Why don't you light it at night?
油不便宜耶。
It's not cheap with the light. Oh.
到这静静，不要多讲话。
You say, keep your mouth shut.
有一些哲学家，你以为他不懂你劝他，他会骂你的。
Some of the philosophers you talk to, you don't want to accept me and scold you.
静静不要讲话。
Keep silent.
那么我问你了，如果你知道不知道有太阳？我知道。
So、
你不要讲话。
Do you know there's a sun?
那我问你，你为什么有太阳还要点灯
？But why would the sun want to light the lamp?
你知道他怎么回答
？You know how to say?
太阳光不够亮。
The sun is not bright enough.
太阳光不够亮。
The sun is not bright enough.
所以还有很多黑暗的事情。
So there are many still things in darkness.
我在。点一点灯
so I don't light the lamp
把太阳光不够亮再加一点点亮
I want to add a little more brightness to the sun
盼望我可以找到义人在哪里
so that I can find where are righteous men
找到有没有好人
are they good men
没有做黑暗的事
they want to do things in darkness
每个人问他他就把他意念表达就用这样在路上教哲学免费的
so he used this way to teach philosophy on the road free
所以希腊时代出了很多怪人
So this Greek philosophy has produced a lot of weird people.
奇怪的行动啊
Their weird action.
2400多年以后，在巨隆坡有一个人叫唐崇荣把他讲出来
2400 years later, and then this Stephen Tong speak it out.
那你听的时候
，So when you listen,
你现在不敢轻看他
，You dare not despise him.
你不敢讥笑他
，You dare not mock at him.
你想，原来他有这种思想是有道理。
That there is a reason for you to think in this manner.
人类到底是不是够亮？
Man, are we bright enough?
为什么还有一部分在黑暗中间做不好的事情
？Why is there some still in darkness doing evil things?
这表示太阳光是不够亮。
Which means the light of the sun is not bright enough.
最亮的最亮就是太阳光。
when the brightest sun
连最亮还不够亮，要怎样才亮
？Is when the brightest sun bright enough? What then to be bright?
所以你永远想不通，对吗
？So you can never understand.
等到耶稣到世界上来的。
So when Jesus come to the world,
John 讲一句话。
John said,
他是那真光。
He is that true light.
他是世界的光。
He is the light of the world.
照亮一切生在世界上的人。
So enlighten all those are born into the world.
就记载在哪里呢？
Where is it recorded?
在约翰福音第一章第四节跟第九节。
John chapter 1 verse 4 and 9.
他就是那光。
He is that light.
他是那真光。
True light.
原文是单数的真 the only true light.
And the original Greek said the only true light.
因为这个希腊文有单数有双数。
Because in Greek there is singular.
还有多数的。
And also plural.
那么这个呢是用单数，不是用多数。
But here you use singular.
所以耶稣基督是那真光。
He is that true light.
照亮一切生在世界上的。
To lighten up all those who are living in the world.
所以呢，约翰本身是非常注意光暗的问题。
So John is the one who pay attention to light and darkness.
所有的使徒都讲。
All the apostles.
所以约翰是最多用光这个词。
Only John is the one that used light the most.
上帝是光。
God is light.
上帝住在光里。
God is living light.
上帝是爱。
God is love.
上帝是生命。
God is life.
Light, light, love.
那无论是光是爱是生命，
英文都是用 L 开始。
All start with L.
这三件事都是一个字表达神的本质。
All these three things only use a single word to express the nature of God.
约翰不是说上帝满有慈爱，不是。
And this is John did not say God is full with love.
那是可兰经讲。
That's Quran.
Allah rahmaniya, Allah rahimniya.
And God is full with love.
God is full of mercy, full of loving kindness. But Yohan puts that God is full of, God is love. 上帝是爱。
But John said that God is love, not full of love.
这个是从来没有一个宗教这样简洁、这样直接、这样把那个核心重点讲出来。
Not a single religion will point to this fact and centrality of the fact.
爱。不是上帝许多属性里面的一种
It's not one of the many attributes of God
这个光不是上帝许多的许多的可能性的一种
Light is not all possibility of God one of them
上帝是生命
God is life
不是上帝有生命
Not that God has life
上帝创造生命
God create life
上帝赐下生命
God give life
上帝是生命
But rather God is life
上帝是爱
God is love
上帝是光
God is light
所以这样就提到神的本质的问题了
So then 这个 subjectivity of God
这个超越所有的宗教
That transcends all religions
所有的哲学
All philosophies
我们觉得说我们爱真理
We can say we love
我们拥护真理
We defend truth
约翰说耶稣基督就是真理
But John said that God is truth
这些的本质的这些表达只有这本圣经是这样讲
All the direct expression of substantiality of God is expressed by this book
所以像约翰像保罗这样 originality 强到这个地步的人
So the originality of this Paul and also John who is so strong
你给他一万个荣誉博士也不够
If you were to give them honorary doctorates 1000 of them
他们写下的东西要影响历史千千千万万万所有的博士
Because what they have written is going to influence many, many of doctors.
Thousands, thousands, millions of doctors. 他们是超越这个的。
They transcend all this.
不但如此。
Not only so.
他们讲的是神自己的启示。
What they talk is about the true revelation of God.
怪不得不怕不识货，只怕货比货。
So it is only when you compare them, you know that this is true.
哦，你在吉隆坡可以买到很漂亮的假表。
You know, in Kuala Lumpur, you can buy a lot of fake watch.
哇，看不出真的假的嘛。
You cannot discern which is true or false.
你不必怕看不出。
Don't be afraid.
你把它真的假的机器开起来。慢慢看你知道哪个真哪个假
You just see the machinery of the true and the fake one You will know which is which
不怕不识货
It is not afraid that you do not know what it is
只怕货比货
What you're afraid is you compare
你把人的思想跟着神的启示一相比之下
You compare man's thinking and God's revelation
你发现神就是神
You find that God is God
神是光
God is light
神是爱
God is love
神是生命
God is love
神就是真理
God is truth
这是没有宗教可能写出来的
No single religion can express it
所以宗教的著作是犯罪以后的人的头脑想出来的可以冒充像假表冒充真牌我告诉你还是假的
Because all writings come from philosophers after they've fallen into sin and even their products can fake but cannot fake a true one
所以约翰说那光是真光
So John said that's true light
我讲全世界有史以来最聪明的渔夫就是约翰
The most intelligent fisherman in the whole world, I think it must be John.
他一方面卖鱼，一方面会纳光是真光，哪里有可能的？
He's a fishmonger at the same time he knows that's a true light.
所以约翰呢，上帝借着他启示讲这句话的
时候。So this John, when God pulled him to review the statement,
其实是大夫差不多四百年前大约基尼斯问的问题。
It's actually answering the question was directed by the Dionysius 400 years ago.
所以我读圣经的享受跟你们不一样，就是这样。
So when I read the Bible, what I enjoy is different from you.
因为我知道某某年某某最伟大的思想讲过，从来没有人讲过的话，但没有答案。结果呢，圣经的答案后来几百年讲出来。
So I know that so and so said the philosopher 400 years ago, he asked this question, nobody answered, and then the Bible answers.
你想像我这样读圣经，享受不享受？
So do you think I enjoy when I read the Bible?
享受不享受？
Do I enjoy?
哦，我看原来如此。
So I understand.
希腊某某人讲不清楚了，这里答案在这。
Such a great philosopher put in the great way, but then there's answer here.
孔子问没有答案的答案在这。
Confucius asked a question, there's no answer. The answer is here.
孔子有问题从来没有答案的。
And their question from Confucius never got an answer.
或者答案在哪里呢？
And where comes the answer later on?
在提摩太前书。
First Timothy.
你要不要知道？
You want to know?
孔子问什么呢？
You know what question he asked?
人家说如果犯错怎么办？
If you were to rule wrong, what are you going to do?
犯错认错咯。
You admit you're wrong.
恕能无过，过而能改，善莫大焉。
So everybody can do wrong, and then you know to repent. That's the best goodness.
No one is possible not to doing wrong.
没有人是不可能不犯错。
Everybody can do wrong.
每个人会犯错。
So if you have done wrong,
如果你犯错了
，you try to repent, regret.
那么你要这个悔改。
You try to change yourself.
那么改变你自己。
That is the biggest goodness you can do.
那么你是最大善的。
但是呢？如果得罪人不要去得罪天呢
But what happens if you go against the heaven?
我如果得罪天怎么样
If I were to go heaven
孔子说或罪于天无所道也
You go against heaven you cannot pray for anything
得罪人不要得罪天没有办法死了死了
There's no way if you go against God
所以孔子没有路的
There's no way for confusion
这个保罗像什么呢
Paul
只有一位上帝
Only one God
上帝人中间只有一位中保
There's only one mediator between God and man
就是降世为人的基督
And the Christ will become man
所以你得罪神
So you go against God?
有没有办法？
Is there a way?
有一位中保。
There's a mediator.
那位中保说什么？
What did the mediator say?
赦免他。
Father forgive him.
父啊，赦免他。
Father forgive him.
因为他所做的。
Because what they've done?
他不知道。
They don't know.
所以获罪于天，无所导也。孔子讲。
So Confucius said, you go against the heaven, there's no way for you to pray.
耶稣说呢，获罪于天，我导也。
And Jesus said, you go against God, I'll pray for you.
我替你代祷耶。
I'll pray for you.
所以答案在这里，你懂不懂？
So here comes the answer.
以后呢，约翰就重复了。
Then John repeated.
他说什么呢？
What did he say?
你们若有人犯罪，
if you were to sin,
在父那里有一位中保。
And God is a mediator.
他为我们代祷。
He pray for us.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
所以所有的这些走投无路的地方是。神的启示都把答案的光照射了。
So when it comes to the dead end of philosophers, God in revelation shines to us.
所以第四节告诉我们。
So the fourth verse tells us,
他是那真光。
He is that true light.
第九节又告诉我们。
And verse 9 says,
他照亮一切生在世界上的。
He enlightens all those upon in the world.
到第八章十二节的时候。
So when it comes to the verse 12 of chapter 8,
耶稣自己宣布说。
Jesus proclaimed,
我是世界的光。
I'm the light of the world.
跟从我的人
comes to follow me,
就不在黑暗里走。
We're no more in darkness.
必要找到生命的光。
You'll find the light of life.
亲爱的青年人
my young man,
你年纪轻轻的时候
when you're young,
你知道你有两面
you know you're two-sided.
外面一面
outside,
里面另外一面
inside.
人来的时候笑笑。
When people come to you smile,
人走的时候自己哭。
When people walk away, you cry.
人来的时候看得很有礼貌。
When people see that you're so you good manner,
人看不见你不一样。
When people do not see, it's different.
你有黑暗的一面。
There is a side of darkness in you.
别人没有办法比你自己更知道你黑暗到什么地方。
That people will not see what darkness that is.
那你每天装作有文化的样子。
So every time you pretend to be cultured,
有礼貌的样子。
Also to be mannered,
有道德的样子。
And to be have morality.
但当没有人注意的时候，你有野兽的另外一面。
But when nobody pay attention, you're like a beast.
你有放纵的一面。
You also let go your lust.
大胆犯罪的一面。
And also you dare to sin.
所以你没有办法隐藏你自己。
So you cannot hide yourself.
那么这些暗昧的行为呢？
So all this the conduct of darkness,
你总是不敢告诉人。
You cannot tell people.
所以你自己守秘密。
So you keep secret to yourself.
说
keep secret to yourself.
受到喝酒醉就自己爆出来。
So after you get drunk,
you 就乱讲了。
You speak up for yourself.
有时候晚上半夜做梦的时候自己讲出来。
Sometimes late in the night when you have dream, you speak it out.
所以越 怕人知道秘密的，也不敢跟人家在一起睡。
So the most people who are afraid of their secret, they don't sleep with others.
啊，晚上讲别人的名字，叫这个叫那个，他全部讲出来了。
You call this name and that name when they're in dreams.
又吓死，原来。
That's so frightened.
我才知道他有这个秘密。
Then only I know he has a secret.
平常是不讲的。
In the past, you never say.
那么那是什么呢
？What is that?
暗昧的事。
That's a thing of darkness.
不敢告人的事。
Thing that you cannot tell people.
不可告人的事。
Then you cannot tell people.
不爱告诉人。
You don't like to tell people.
因为你知道不对。
Because you know it's wrong.
所以你良心对你控告的事情。
So at the time when conscience pricks you,
你心灵深处暗暗藏的事情
，deep in the spirit, what you hide inside,
有多少
？How much?
也就是你不光明的地方有多少
？That also will show how much darkness you have.
那我们在上帝面前
，So before God,
应当不再隐藏自己
，So we no more hide ourselves.
应当不再遮盖自己
，No more cover up ourselves.
遮盖是犯罪以后才有的事情。
It is only after we have sinned we cover up.
上帝原先造人的时候
God when he first created people,
人可以赤身露体一点不害羞
Man can be naked will not feel ashamed.
人可以在光明中间没有感到羞辱
In light also they will not feel ashamed.
当亚当犯罪以后
After Adam has sinned,
快快就遮下树叶遮盖
He will take a leaf to cover himself.
做一个第一个 Hawaii.
Call himself with Hawaii.
用叶子做裙子
And also with a leaf to cover himself.
当人一犯罪以后
After man has sinned,
就要遮盖
They want to cover.
盖住一些不可告人的事
Cover something with secret.
其实呢上帝造人体
Actually, when God has created a body,
最美丽的艺术品
is the most beautiful art piece.
你无论到死的
no matter when you die,
你找不到比人体更美的曲线
You cannot find a curve that's beautiful than man.
因为神自己造的
because God created himself.
你不必说呢，汽车呢，就过两年换一个样子，人两年换一个样子，像什么
You know, for the car, they change the model every 2 years, but not for man.
人不必换样子
Humankind don't have to change.
几千几万年就是这个样子
And 1,000 years later, it's still the same.
这是最美的曲线
It's the most beautiful art piece.
最漂亮的艺术
The most beautiful art piece.
但我告诉你
I tell you,
人犯罪以后
After man has sinned,
多漂亮也需要遮盖
No matter how beautiful you are, you still need to cover.
人遮盖
，man cover.
人羞耻
，man feel ashamed.
那么亚当用叶子做衣服遮盖以后
，so after Adam has used the leaf to cover himself,
表示是不正常
，which is abnormal.
是衣裳文化
，so this culture of clothing
是原罪的证据
，it is a proof of original sin.
好，我告诉你这句话很重要的
，in modern statement.
啊 ，the culture of clothing,
衣裳的文化
is.The proof of original sin
乃是我们原罪的证据
Clothes is for clothes
你知道我们的衣服乃是为了遮蔽
You use clothes for clothes
我们用这个衣裳来遮蔽
为什么遮盖起来
Why covering
为什么呢
Why
因为我们羞耻
Because you are ashamed
为什么同样是皮肤
Why is it with the same skin
这一部分晒太阳很自然那一部分晒太阳不可以
This part you can shine but the other part no
为什么人家一直看你的脸你就给他看得很高兴
When people look at your face you are so happy
但两三岁的孩子犯裤子就遮起来了
And also the kids they will cover themselves
两岁的孩子都会遮起来
And also 2 years
old 不要给人家看鼻子可以不看可以看他说
You can see the nose
鼻子可以看哪边不可以看
Not the other side
为什么呢
Why
要盖起来嘛
You must cover
这个表示原罪是存在否则不必盖
Which original sin is still there that's why you need to cover
你说现在德国有一些地方全部脱光衣服不必盖
You know in Germany there are people
哪里不必盖那个地方的外面盖
Outside they cover
所以平常人不可以进去
Ordinary people
还是盖
Still cover
为什么盖
Why
因为不光明
Because of light
你的头脑有不光明的事啊
Because there's something which is not bright in the mind
你的手有没有不光明的钱
And also with a dirty
你的口有没有不光明的话语啊
Lips also speak dirty words
你的身上有不光明的行动吗
And so your heart also
你的生命有没有不光明的记录啊
Is there only a record of unlightness
那我告诉你
I tell you,
上帝是光。
God is light.
上帝拯救你的时候
，When God saves you,
要你成为光明之子。
He wants you to be the child of light.
你上帝是吩咐光从黑暗出来。
God commands this light to emerge from darkness.
圣经
，The Bible,
创造的行动
，The created action.
第一件
，The first thing,
就是分别为圣
，And to separate from holiness.
你注意听这些话
，Listen to all these statements.
分别为圣，分别为圣，分别为圣，在圣经出现很多次。
To be sanctified, to be sanctified, sometimes that appear in the Bible.
第一次的表现
，The first expression of that.
吩咐光从黑暗出来
The light should come out from darkness
You doesn't belong to You do not belong to that part
你不是属于那部分的
You do not belong to the darkness
你不是属于黑暗的
You belong to the source of light
你才是属于光的源头
You come out
应该出来。
Come from the darkness，
从黑暗出来。
Be the children of light，
成为这个光明之子。
是保罗说
，Paul said，
我们是光明之子。
We're the child of light，
因为我们的父是光明之父。
Because our father is father of light，
住在光明之处。
You are enlightened，
是不能黑暗不能靠近的地方。
And that the darkness cannot come，
上帝住在光中。
God dwells in light，
我们如果在光中就与他相交。
We are enlightened. We are having communion.
黑暗不在我们里面。
And that's what I'm in us.
我常常做这样的例子。
Many times I make this
illustration. 今天我站在这里。
I stand here tonight.
有光从这里照我的脸孔。
There's light that shines upon my face.
还有光从那里照我的脸孔。
Light that comes from another side.
那么这个光跟那个光交叉的时候。
This light and that light when they fall, when they intersect.
有没有中间的界限呢？有没有啊
？Is that a between?
有没有啊？有没有？我问你有没有
？When they intersect.
没有界限的。
No.
光与光交了，会不会停在这边中间一条线
？So when light and light come together, it's a boundary.
这个水火不能相交。
Boundary will not come to meet.
这个不是的。
No，
不是不能够相通相交，是真正相融化相交通。
Truly, they have the true communion.
好像水乳交融一样。
Just like this, a milk and water will totally merge.
光与光一定相交的。
And light and light will come together.
光与暗。不能相交。
But light and darkness will come together.
只有光照到黑暗里，没有黑暗跑到光里。
Only the light will shine to darkness, darkness coming to light.
因为光不给黑暗留地步。
Because light will not leave a room for darkness.
所以有黑暗占据的地方。
So wherever this darkness occupies,
也就是光照射不到的地方。
It is a place where the light will not reach.
你如果是光明的子女，
you are children of light.
你里面应当有光的照射。
In you, there must be shining of the light.
不应当让黑暗存在你里面的一部分。
So this darkness should not become a part of the body.
遮盖起来。
It should be covered.
所以保罗说黑夜已经。
And that's why Paul said darkness is near.
黑夜已经很深了。
It's deep into the night.
白昼靠近快要来。
The dawn is coming.
你就应当脱去暗昧的行为。
You must put aside the work of darkness.
脱去暗昧的行为。
Put aside the deed of darkness.
戴上光明的兵器哦
，put on the armor of light。
哦，这里呢，把暗昧用行为来表现。
So use conduct to express darkness。
光明用兵器来表达。
And use this armor to express light。
为什么呢
？Why？
因为光明有征战的责任。
Because this light have the duty to fight。
光明有得胜的权利。
And also the privilege to be victorious。
黑暗的行为。
The dark it did,
一定要被战败
，must be conquered，
被铲除
，must be abolished，
被驱逐出去
，must be chased away。
光就可以在我们的生命中间占据我们每一个层次的生活。
Then light will occupy every aspect of life。
里面的脱去暗昧的行为
，put aside also the deed of darkness，
穿上光明的兵器
，put on the armor of light。
戴上光明的兵器
，put on the armor of light。
那当你戴上兵器的时候
，so when you put on the armor，
你是肩负重担
，you have a heavy thing on your shoulder now。
没有战士戴兵器是不疲倦的
，because when you carry the weapons on the warfare， you feel tired。
没有战士戴兵器是不肩上有重担。
In warfare, when you put on this weapon, they'll put a heavy load on the shoulder.
这是一个责任。
That is a responsibility.
这是一个权柄。
That's a privilege.
这是我们一个荣耀。
This is our glory.
因为我们用光明的兵器来打仗。
Because using a weapon of light to fight the war.
跟什么打仗呢
？Fighting with whom?
跟黑暗打仗。
With darkness.
跟罪恶打仗。
With sin.
跟撒旦打仗。
With Satan.
然后你自己胜过罪恶的时候。
Then when victorious over sin,
你就在光中享受喜乐。
Then you enjoying happiness also in light.
或在光中的时候。
When you're living in light,
你就与神有交通。
You're having communion with God.
神就是光。
Because God is light.
只有活在光中的与神可以交通。
Only he who lives in the light have a communion with God.
感谢上。
Praise God.
一个光明正大的人。
A one who is straight and also in light.
谁问他什么他都不怕。
Whoever asks him whatever question, he wouldn't be afraid.
光明正大的人。
Because when he's in light,
三更半夜连人敲门他也不怕。
Even people will knock at the door in the middle of the night, they will not be
afraid. 光明正大的人。
Will live in light.
应当讲了，他敢讲。
When there's time to speak, you speak up.
一个光明正大的人
，the one who live in light.
应当责备的，他会责备。
When it's time to rebuke, they rebuke.
因为他完全不是阴私，不是这个黑暗，不是只顾自己。
Because there's nothing for him to cover up.
他从内心的深处光明锐落。
Deep from the heart is so bright.
与黑暗无关。
It's not related in any way to darkness.
罪恶 无妥协。
And also without compromise with sin.
与撒旦没有同行。
And also without work together with Satan.
他在光明的中间。
He is living in light.
肩负重任。
And take on the responsibility.
勇敢征战。
And be brave in fight.
所向无敌。
And also you will not have any.
毫无惧怕。
You will not be frightened.
威武不能屈。
And also you will not be frightened by authority.
这一个呢，贫穷不能移。
You will not also be changed by poverty.
富贵不能淫。
Also will not be lost away by this richness.
我们必在光中得见光。
So then in light we see light.
你回去把圣经里关于光的圣经就找出来。
So you check all the statement in the Bible about light.
你从里面去明白其中那个生命的架构。
You understand the organic structure of it.
创造救赎丰盛生命的整个程序。
Creation, salvation, the whole process of a victorious life.
感谢上帝
Praise God.
你会看见神早就启示
You see that God long ago has revealed.
我们就接触光明的果子
So we bear the fruit of light.
像我们到的地方
So wherever we go,
人就见到光
People will see light.
因为光从我们身上反照
Because light will reflect upon us.
你还记得摩西登山四十天
Do you still remember Moses went up the mountain for 40 days?
当他下来的时候
When he descended,
有人呢看到他没有办法看
People just gonna stare at them at him
要用一个破纸把他的这个链线遮盖
He must be covered with a cloth
因为光太大
Because it's so bright with him
照样的
So
有时
Sometimes
不信主的人不能直接见我们
The non-believers cannot see you directly
因为我们的光太大
Because we're so bright
所以很难与他相交
So difficult for her to have communion with them
先用一个破纸先遮盖
So they must be first covered
你们注意哈、
so、you pay attention.
在那好的国家里面
in good countries,
隧道
you know, these tunnels,
一定要装电灯对不对
they must have a bike, bulb.
吉隆坡有很多的车呢跑跑一般就跑到下面去了
so, sometimes in this KL we go to a tunnel
跑到下面去的时候
when you go to a tunnel
一定有电灯在
there must be lamps there
但是越先进的国家
but advanced country
越懂得这一点
they know about this
就刚刚进隧道的时候灯光三倍强
So just before you enter the tunnel, three times stronger is
light. 到了进去两百公尺也就剩下一点点。
So after 200 meters, a little bit is less.
到中间的时候最少灯。
Kind of the middle, there's less light.
快要到隧道出来的时候。
Before you exit,
灯光再加强。
And it's so brightened again.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我们的眼中的瞳仁呢
？Because the pupil of eye,
也就是像照相机的 lens 中间的 aperture 一样的。
The aperture of the camera,
它会缩大。光大
you'll go out a big
会缩小
and also contract
光太大的时候
when too bright
它就缩小
then you'll come smaller
当光小的时候
when the light is light
就放大
then you'll aperture open
镜头越大的
so the bigger aperture
吸收越多光的
you'll absorb more light
照晚上的照片照得越清楚
so when you take the night picture you'll take it clearly
但为什么进去的时候
what's that before you enter
一定是很多灯的
Because there are many lamps.
你从太阳光
Because from the sun,
进到只有几个小电灯
Coming with a few lamps,
你突然间暗
Suddenly it's dark.
你不能够马上适应
You cannot go just fast.
所以灯光慢慢减少慢慢减少
So the light will dim slightly.
出来的时候
Before you exit.
慢慢增加慢慢减少
And also you brighten slightly.
有的人呢在150公尺的地底下做矿工
Some will have mining 150 meters deep into the earth.
里面很暗
So dark inside.
所以他们的瞳仁就大大大大大大大到一个地步去可以看到。
So their pupils open wide open, they can see clearly.
不，我们是比较慢，猫 猫是比较快的。
And there's a cat faster.
你忽然间把猫放在黑暗的地方
，Suddenly put a cat in dark.
一只老鼠出来，它马上抓到。
Even the mouse come to see.
因为很快
，very fast.
眼睛适应。
Change the aperture.
人这方面不大厉害。
But man is not so good in this respect.
那么这个。中孔在里面呢是放得很大
So with the pupils is open wide in the dark
当他们从地底下
From deep in the earth
把它带上来的时候
When they are being brought up
一上来的时候
When they come up
马上见太阳光
Suddenly they see light
有一些人马上瞎眼
Some will be blind
为什么呢
Why
大的光的
Too big a light
里面的视线系统神经的全部坏
They can adjust fast enough
还有一些人呢
Some
看热色的时候
When they see the eclipse of the sun,
看得很清楚啊
It's so clear, you see.
不要不要，你要用黑镜，黑镜。
No, you must use the dark lens.
不必，我这样看就可以了，不必黑镜。
No need.
再看看看，不久就坏了。
Suddenly you will be hurt.
为什么
？Why?
光太大。
It's too bright.
所以你要注意啊。
You must pay attention.
你做见证的时候
，When you bear testimony,
有人在黑暗中
，The people in darkness.
你在大光中间
，You're in big light，
你要体恤他。
You must sympathize
them， 因为他在黑暗中。
Because they are in darkness，
你不要以为你很光。
Do not think that you're bright，
马上就可以领他归。
Suddenly they can bring them to Christ，
因为他受不了。
Because they cannot bear，
他把你当成圣人，你自以为已算了。我要这样，你要怎么
？They deem you as holy man， they say never mind， I go my own way。
所以这一节圣经里面隐藏很多的智慧。
There are very profound wisdom hidden in this statement。
带着光明的兵器。
Also put on the armor of light，
你是在征战。
You are fighting，
你要得胜自己的罪恶。
You must be victorious over your sin。
光明的国子。
So the better fruit of light，
光的见证。
Also testimony of light，
照射在黑暗里面。
The shine the darkness，
你需要爱心。
You need love，
了解他们怎样。
Understand their life，
才能把他们带到主的面
前。Then can you bring them to Christ？
无论如何
，No matter what，
我们是光明之子。
We are the children of light，
我们要结光明的果子。
We are the better fruit of light，
我们要反照上帝的荣光。
We are the reflect the glory of God，
我们叫人从黑暗中间看见上帝透过我们反射出来的光。
So that people in darkness will see our light reflected the true light of God。
那我们自己如果还在暗昧行为中间过黑暗的时候
，We are still living the life of darkness in darkness，
我们就没有办法为光做见证。
And cannot bear testimony to the light。
所以求主帮助我们。
That God will help us。
已经得救的
，Those are saved，
是基督徒的人
，Are Christians。
我们丢掉暗昧的行为。
When to put aside this deed of darkness，
是四十多年来
，For this 40 years plus，
我看见我。注意看，大概有六个传道人。
I pay attention to six preachers，
很有恩赐
，very talented，
很有口才
，very eloquent，
在神学院读书的时候名列前茅。
And also they come first in the seminary，
但是很奇怪
，but very strange now。
后来上帝不用他
，God never use them again。
我就很奇怪
，I feel strange。
要找到这么有口才的青年很难。
To find such young people with such eloquence is different。
有口才肯奉献的青年不多。
And young people with eloquence that will dedicate themselves is few。
奉献读神学的也很少。
And also few go to seminary。
能读进去后来不能毕业就给赶出来也好多。
And there are people who enter but cannot pass。
越好的神学院。
And the good seminary，
越少人能毕业。
And less people will graduate。
昨天早上我们在 Jakarta 的这个就主日崇拜。参加的大概1300多人。
Yesterday morning when we have the Sunday service in our church, there are 1300 people.
有15个神学院毕业的学生，我们给他顺便给他毕业礼。
15 seminarians who graduated, so we have commencement for them.
我们这样安排。
We make some arrangement.
要教会全体为他们祷告。
That the whole church will pray for them.
然后我分发文凭给他们的时候。
Then when I give away the diploma to them.
Your Master of Divinity.
Master of Divinity，
有 Magister of Psychology，
Magister of Psychology，
还有这个 Bachelor of Theology 等等
Bachelor of Theology and so on。
那十多个人
，and ten other people。
我就问教务主任
，I asked the dean，
这一班现在15个毕业，请问他们刚进的时候那一年大概多少人
？I asked the 15 who graduate now when they first enter how many were in the class？
教务主任回答
，the dean said，
有一半后来读不下去就。没有毕业
They half would drop and never graduate。
这几个是很辛苦才读完。
And so this they have worked very hard before they can graduate。
他们在我们的神学院读书比在印度尼西亚大学读书更严格，更困难。
You know, seminary for them to graduate is more difficult than in the colleges。
所以呢，很多淘汰掉。
So many were cast away。
那这些毕业了。
So these people graduate。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear sisters，
毕业的人不多。
Not many people graduate。
有的人很有恩赐。
Some are talented，
奉献的
；some dedicate themselves，
读了神学的
；after studying seminary，
毕业了
，they graduated。
为什么上帝不再用他
？Why did God never use them？
我就要深入思想为什么
？So I had to think very deeply why。
我一个一个查
，one by one I check，
一个一个去思想
，one by one I think。
结果我发现
，I discovered
那些没有被神重用、没有能力的传道人
，those without power and not used by God，
很多是有暗昧行为的。
Because they have these are acts in the darkness.
一面侍奉主
，one way they serve the Lord.
一面隐藏罪恶
，and they're hidden sin with them.
一面欺骗别人
，and they deceive others.
做不应该做的事情
，don't think they shouldn't do they've done it.
自己轻看神给他的呼召
，so also they despise the calling from God.
做了一些不应该做的事情
，they've done something they shouldn't do.
慢慢
，slowly.
人知道了
，people know.
人不讲
，people never say.
结果呢
？Later on,
神不用他们
，God never use them.
为什么呢
？Why?
他没有读清楚这一件事。
They never studied this statement clearly.
黑夜将近。
And that is near.
百昼快要来了。
The day is here.
你应当脱去暗昧的行为。
Put aside this work of darkness.
穿上光明的兵器。
And put on the armor of light.
你愿意吗
？Are you willing?
你愿意吗
？Are you willing?
脱去暗昧的行为。
put away those deeds of darkness.
披戴光明的兵。
And put on the armor of light.
从今天开始。
Hence from today onward.
对主说，主啊，给我力量。
You tell God, God give me power.
让我把那些羞耻的。
So that all those things of shameless.
不可告人的。
Things that secret.
违背你旨意的。
Things that go against your will.
肆意的。
And also the blast.
败坏的。
That's all filthy.
都丢掉了。
I will cast away all.
让我有力量。
So that I have the power.
勇敢。
And brave enough.
钉十字架。
And put take a cross.
肩起重任。
And to take a responsibility.
附上光明的兵器。
And also put on the armor of light.
然后主啊，你用我。
And say God use me.
给我征战如同基督的精神。
So that I can fight like a warrior of God.
可以得胜罪恶。
I can be victorious over sin.
直到你再来。
Until you return.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
我们站起来祷告。
Shall we all rise?
是主。